You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We got a little open house coming up because Reed Areno's starting middle school and he's kind of nervous. So, you know, we got to go over there and get their badge and show them how to use a locker. And it's like a whole new world. Yeah, it's a whole new world for
him. Because there are some schools that are doing away with the whole locker situation.
Oh, no, the one he's going to has full-on lockers.
Well, maybe we need to step up a Big Brains in the Backseat for the Mindbender and do it late August as a little change of pace.
Sure.
I don't know. Anyway, that's coming up in just a little bit with your boys. Jared and I were looking at a story that came out this morning. The headline, let me just read the headline and you'll understand where we're going with this. The headline says, 10 social norms that make no sense when you think about them. So in other words, these are things that we all just take for granted. But when you take a step back, you're like, well, wait a minute, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
A lot of them are kind of silly, too. Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah, so there's some that I look at it and I go, yeah, I totally get it. And then others I'm like, yeah, but I kind of like that.
Okay.
So we figured we would just go through the list and talk about it. We can jump around even because one of them is funny to me. And number 6 on their list is clapping.
That's one of the ones that you're like, why are we doing this? Why is this?
We bang our hands together and that is supposed to show our approval of something.
Yeah, it's essentially just making noise. We're making an annoying noise and that means you did good.
It's funny. I mean, we just accept it and we don't think about it. Something like it's the end of a show, right, at the Buell, and everyone...
Yeah.
Seems very evolutionary or something, doesn't it? Like we're a bunch of apes in a cave and we're just wanting to make some sort of noise.
Yeah, because then all of a sudden the attention is kind of on us then, I guess. I don't know. And then we've all been in the awkward clapping experience where somebody is like speaking or something and then few people clap and then they stop and then maybe you're, oh, and then you start and you go, oh, and then not everybody's clapping and, it's so weird, isn't it?
Funny.
So weird.
Number 3 on the list is ties, as in neckties, being the standard for business attire.
And I'm the weirdo that loves wearing a tie. Throw me in a dress shirt with a tie, man. I love it. I feel confident, you know. I like playing dress up too, absolutely.
It's fun to play dress up. I think it's just because we don't do it every day. Now, I used to be in a job in management at a radio station, and for years I wore a tie to work every day.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it every day, but...
Yeah, well, see, it's different when you play dress up just on special occasions. It's one thing. When you're having to wear one every day, after a while, you're like, ugh.
But again, if you take a step back and look at it, to build your confidence, to show that you're going into a professional environment, you just tie a piece of fabric around your neck.
Right. It's weird.
It is a weird concept. It's a colorful piece of fabric, and all of a sudden, you're professional. It's so strange.
Jeremy, number 2 on the list, you have some experience with this because you've got kids.
Balloons. Yes. I love the description. It says, here's a plastic sack of my breath. Happy birthday.
I'm not a balloon guy, and I never have been.
Mm-hmm.
And especially those Mylar balloons that just end up getting caught in trees and they never disintegrate. And they're just...
Well, they truly are a waste of money, too. I mean, you have them up for the event, and then you pop them and throw them in the trash, and then they go into a landfill somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then, why is that plastic sack of breath denote a celebration?
We even at one point on the show had to tell an organization that was always bringing us a big thing of balloons. We actually told them, we're not balloon people. You don't need to bring us.
Yeah,
they would bring
the
huge things of like 20 to 30 balloons and bring them into the studio, you know, to thank us for something. And we finally were like, you can bring a cake or something.
What are we going to do with these? We're just going to pop them and throw them away.
There'll just be a bunch of balloons that hang around. Yeah. So
Knick-Knack's still big on the balloons for the kids' birthdays. In fact, every birthday she gets their age in numbers as the balloons. So like Reed just turned 12, so we got a giant 1 and a 2, you know, hanging in the house, and they're up for a couple days, and then guess where they go? And every year I'm like, stop buying this stuff. You're wasting money.
They're just going to the landfill.
Yeah.
Number 8, I've always laughed at. I've never understood it, and I remember getting yelled at on the show many years ago when I said, why do we acknowledge other people sneezing?
Yeah.
Why do you run across the room to say something to somebody when they sneeze? If somebody coughs, you don't say anything. If somebody farts, you might run, but you don't necessarily say anything.
But the whole
what is it
you.
About just the sneeze? And before you text in with the whole thing about, you know, the Middle Ages and the plague and stuff like that, I understand the history. But it's just funny that we acknowledge when another person sneezes.
Yeah. Bless you. Okay.
All right. Number one. You want to talk about number one?
I do, because I've had the privilege of burying two family members in the past year and a half. And this says paying tens of thousands of dollars to bury corpses in the ground. And yes, I sat through two, meetings at the cemetery where they try to upsell you like crazy. Death is big business, isn't it, Dom?
Very much so.
Very, very. They play off your emotions like crazy. You got to be really careful when you're sitting in there that you don't add on and get the Cadillac of, you know, caskets, because it's just going in the ground.
Well, I'm going to live forever, but if something were to happen, I'd be cremated. But it's funny, I was talking to my son and daughter-in-law, and they're going that new route. They're such hippies anyway. They
oh,
really
this
are.
Is
they're,
what I want to do. Are they doing the dirt stuff?
Yeah, they're composting.
Yep. See, I've been looking into this. I kind of like it.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah, it's right up their alley. I mean, it is so them.
It's eco-friendly. You don't use all the chemicals. They shove you in a tube with a bunch of hay on stuff on you and various other things, and you naturally decompose in this tube for over like a couple months, I think.
Yeah, you turn into compost.
You turn into dirt.
And then you can be used to plant things.
I think it's kind of cool. It seems a little less like terrifying knowing that your body's going into a furnace. You're putting the claustrophobic emotion on being in the ground, you know, even though you won't be claustrophobic. But I like it. I really like the aspect of it. And then you can go plant a tree with me or something.
Plant a tree!
I think it's really cool, too, because I told my mom we should have done this with my grandma because she was a huge gardener. And they allow you to take like little snippets and things of trees and stuff from your garden, your rose garden or whatever, and then you lay it on your body in these tubes. So you have like pieces of your garden with you, and then they shove you in and away you go. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, but the problem for many people is that people are caught up in the whole tradition thing and the routines and what they're comfortable with. And so it's going to take a while before he gets enough traction.
Well, in some relatives, you just do want to shove him into the furnace and say, crank it on high.
Yeah, you know what? I'll give you a drink for that. Pretty funny online thread about the social norms that make no sense when you really stop and think about them. We've covered a few, like wearing ties, clapping, acknowledging other people's sneezes. A couple others that I think we should touch on. One is, I have to say that once again, the Dom and Jeremy show is ahead of the curve. Because number 10 on their list is purses. They go, they're useful. Why are men afraid to carry one of their own? And you and I have been advocating for the return of fanny packs at the very least.
Yeah, I wear one to the gym and I love it.
Because it's just convenient.
They're cool
it's just
now.
Convenient.
Well, they're cool now.
And it's funny because purses used to be the domain of men, what, 100, 200 years ago or whatever, and then it switched.
You tell me. You were there. Hey-o! I have a man's satchel. Is that the same, like a leather satchel?
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that, you know, when I go out almost every day to do some work, and I take my laptop with me, and you got me this great new bag. I've always had some sort of computer bag for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
But you got me this shiny new one that's really cool, and I love it. It's got just the right amount of pockets, so forth and so on. Anyway, when you and I carry these bags out, really, what's the difference between that and a purse?
Well, I think the content is what's different. I mean, we have paperwork and a laptop versus chapstick and Kleenex and tampons and makeup. And I mean, I think it's probably the contents, right?
Yeah, but I've got, say, hand sanitizer. Sometimes I will have one of those mini packs of tissues that's in there.
Okay.
I will put like an Atkins bar, a little snack in there.
Then you know what, my friend? You have a purse.
You're big on your lip balm. I'm not a lip gloss or lip...
Chapstick.
Chapstick. I don't use that stuff.
Okay.
But you do, and so you could probably throw that in your bag. So, yeah, what's the diff? The only difference is the tampon.
Which I'm guessing you probably have one of those in your bag. Just
well,
in case.
I guess they could. I guess it could be used
in case
for
you get a bloody nose
in an emergency. But that's another good point.
I don't know what the difference is.
What's wrong with a guy carrying a purse?
I don't know. There's nothing wrong with it. You do you.
Do you? Okay, and then number five on the list is cards. They're talking about greeting cards. Oh, yeah. And I know you're not a cards guy at all. I am, and I have been for as long as I can remember. And it says on here, giving Hallmark money in exchange for a piece of paper that someone's going to look at for about 10 seconds and then forget.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that, but let me just make a case for the greeting card. And then you can either accept it or reject it. How's that?
All right.
I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. I'm trying to just state what I think is important about the card. And it's nothing that's landmark. I'm sure you've heard this before. But to me, the symbology of the card is that you are important enough to me that I went just a little bit above and beyond.
Right.
It's not like I've gone out and bought you a new car, but I had to take the time to go to Target or something like that, find the card.
Yeah, it shows I was thinking of you and I've made
an effort. I'm writing something in it. It's not just a, hey, here's a birthday card. I'm writing something in it. I'm addressing the envelope. I'm putting a stamp on it. I'm putting it in the mail. To me, it symbolizes caring way beyond a text message.
It does.
Way.
I'm going to go back a step because I am a card guy. I'm very, very big on the thank you cards. I send thank you cards out to listeners all the time. I send
them
out to friends and
family.
You
do like thank you cards.
We have started backpedaling on giving each other like anniversary cards and birthday cards and things of that nature because you flip them over and they're $5 a card now. So when you start adding that up and you're like, do I need to spend this $5 for what you said to look at it for 30 seconds, then have it potentially go in the trash here in a few months. That's where we have stopped doing it. It's funny. Nicole's dad retired a couple years ago, and if they send things to the kids now, what they do is they take a piece of white printer paper and they fold it in half, and every single time they write the same thing on the front, due to inflation, this is your card. And then you open it up and they just sign the inside. So now from them, we're just getting blank pieces of printer paper.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing.
You know,
we get more of a laugh and a chuckle out of it than getting an actual card, you know?
It makes me wonder if maybe that's just the way to go from now. I mean, maybe instead of a card, I will just, I mean, I've got blank envelopes. I'll just take a piece of paper, write something, put it in the envelope, and mail it. Why give companies the $4 to $5 for an expression that I want to give to someone?
You're essentially doing what parents have made children do for years. Make your dad a card. You know?
Yeah,
so now you're
going to
make a card for somebody. You can draw a little picture in it.
Yeah, and when I was a kid, my parents made us actually write thank you letters.
Yeah, that's good.
We never got to send out a thank you card. We had to sit down and write a letter by hand. Dear Uncle Bob, thank you for the blah, 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 blah.
And you know what I generally go for are the blank inside cards. Because a lot of times you flip open some of these and none of them make sense for your situation, or they're too mushy, they're too lovey-dovey. I'm always looking for just give me a blank card and I'll write what I want in it.
I had for years, we haven't done it for a couple of years, but I bet for at least 10 or 12 years I had a tradition with my friend Blackheart. She and I would exchange birthday cards, and we only did this with each other, not with other people. And the cards had nothing to do with a birthday ever. And our goal was to find the most ridiculous card that had nothing, ridiculous in terms that it had nothing to do with birthday. So, like, I would find her a bar mitzvah card and just send it to her, right?
Yeah.
Or she would send me in August an Easter card or something like that.
It's great.
Just to kind of give the finger to the whole card industry.
It's fun.